flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
the path of devotion tells about a story about Krishna and gopis. Krishna was sitting and chit-chatting with gopis, and he asked to one gopi, what you will do if suddenly you are faced with difficulties, problems, hardships? The gopi said, I'll sit down and start praying to you. You are my everything. Come and help me. Then Krishna asked another gopi the same question. What you will do if suddenly you have to face hardships? The gopi said, I'll pray to you to give me support. You are like the shady tree. In your shade, under your shade, I'll feel solace. Krishna asked the same question to third gopi. What you will do if suddenly you have to face difficulties in life? Sudden karmic account comes in front of you. The gopis said, I will pray to you to give me mental strength, to give me stamina, to give me moral courage, so that I can tide over the situation. And I know that you are the only one who is the source of strength, who is the ocean of courage. Radha was sitting just without speaking anything. And Krishna asked her, what you will do if sudden hardship come to you. She said, I'll just think of you. And Krishna said, won't you pray for my support? Or help? She said, no, I'll not pray. I'll just sit and think of you. I'll just sit and get immersed in your form. I'll just get lost in you, get immersed in your remembrance, and where you are, darkness cannot be. I will not have time to think of anything else. So where is the sorrow? Where would be the difficulty? Nothing can touch me. When I think of you, light fills my being. And no darkness can venture to enter into this divine sanctuary. Focus within, focus outside. When you are focused within your own self, automatically you are free from the disturbances happening outside. A disciple said, what should I do? I keep on thinking about others. The master asked, do they pay you rent for staying in your head? A great work is to be done within. So many stains, so many spots, so much dirt, dirt of inferiority complex, dirt of comparison, dirt of jealousy, dirt of internal confusion. Dirt of I cannot do this. Inability. Dirt of diffidence. Dirt of lack of faith. Everything needs polishing. Even Taj Mahal needs maintenance. We polish our cars, shoes, some people even nails. So your consciousness needs polishing. In today's Murli, Baba said, you are diamond. You have to become number one diamond. You have to become a shining diamond. You have to become an invaluable diamond. You have to become a stainless diamond. A shining diamond, a dazzling diamond. So you need polishing. And what is the dirt? And what is the dust? What is the stain? The stain is of para-chintan and para-darshan. You see others, you think of others. the focus gets lost. You start comparing. You are so busy in watering others' garden that you forgot your own. Comparison is like you are running a marathon, but you are seeing sideways all the time. Focus within. Go within. There is so much work to be done. Cleaning of consciousness. Polishing the soul. Spiritual polish. So these are the two words. Thinking about others. And seeing others. Mind your own business. What is that to you? Let them do what they want. Baba talked about Ramayana and Gita. Gita is about self-realization. It's about spinning the discus of self-realization. It's about becoming Smriti Swarup, the embodiment of remembrance and destroyer of attachment. While Ramayana is about thinking of others and seeing others. You create your own drama. Own Ramayana of unnecessary drama. And then you are trapped. You cross the border of self-awareness and you enter into the cottage of sorrow. So the main thing is stay focused on yourself. Not to bother about what others are doing. Baba said, this is the main foundation. This is the main reason. These two words. Because of which a spiritual seeker is lost. The decline of a spiritual seeker happens when you start seeing others. When you start becoming judgmental. When you start becoming extrovert and criticizing others. You have no business with others. Everybody is on a journey. And everyone's journey is so unique and so different. No two souls can be comparable or can be compared. Every soul is unique and every soul is incomparable. The journey cannot be same. French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre says the other is hell. The other is hell. Stay focused on yourself, your own growth, self-inspection, self-analysis, self-introspection, self-retrospection, self-checking, self-examination, self-control, self-reliance. Self-management. Self-dependence. Self-focus. self-actualization, self-realization, self-understanding. Have I understood myself? What I have to do? Where I have to go? Why do I behave in a way the way I behave? What thoughts, what emotions? Am I dependent on others? Emotional dependency leads to a subtle form of slavery. So it's a journey of self-polishing. Baba said you need to have spiritual polish with you. And then what you do, when you blame others, you hide your own weakness. The reason is in fact your own weakness, but to hide that weakness you create another story then. And this is what leads to Parachintan and Paradarshan. Let them be their own circus. You mind your own business. Keep watering your own soul. And it takes time. And eternal patience is needed for eternal liberation. You cannot water the seed for 5 minutes and tell where are mangoes. Keep watering. Keep protecting. It's a journey of seed. It's a journey of moth to become a butterfly. So these are the two things that stain this diamond, the diamond of soul. Let it shine spotlessly, unstained. Remove the stain, remove the dust, remove the dirt. The more you think of others, their opinions, their thoughts might enter you. The people keep on shedding their opinions like pigeons shedding their droppings on statues. You are not dustbin, you are diamond. So keep polishing, keep updating, keep refreshing your app. This is the journey of self-focus. When you see others, you start expecting from them. And then they shred your expectation. Then they tear your expectations to shreds. And the resultant sorrow comes. Non-judgmental. Let everyone worship his own majesty. Let everyone tread his own path. Possessiveness leads to subtle attachment. and resultant sorrow. All attachments are conducive to pain. It's a journey of non-attachment. It's a journey. It's a solo journey. It's a flight of the alone to the alone. Without any fear. Move. Walk. Others, if they are there, it's good. If they are not, even better. So be a shining diamond. Number one diamond, invaluable diamond, spotless diamond. Anything that comes in the path of this shine, reject as dust and dirt. Om Shanti.